I'm joined by Nina Baru, who is the founder and chief executive of Walk the Walk. Thank you, Nina.
Hello.
So you've got some very exciting news about a new fellowship that's been announced.
Yes, we've been working on it for some time, and it's only now that we're able to announce it. But we have, through a principal grant to Breast Cancer Now, we've funded a Walk the Walk fellow, our own fellow, who is going to be doing research into secondary breast cancers and why they most commonly brain cancer. So a very, very exciting time in amongst all of the chaos that's going on around us.
Absolutely. And I hadn't realised that secondary breast cancer is actually responsible for the most breast cancer deaths, which is staggering. Up to 30% of people whose breast cancer has spread will develop tumours in the brain, which is a horrific thing to have to think about. But so vital, therefore, to research why that happens, what happens, how we can prevent them, how we can slow them, whatever the best ways forward are. Really, really exciting news. And what do you hope will come out of the research and the fellowship?
Well, Dr. Damir Varishlia, who is our fellow, will be working on this for the next 5 years. And it would be really wonderful to think that at the end of that 5 years, that he has been able to, with the team, been able to develop a treatment for this, or even better, to be able to stop it happening at all. I think we've worked incredibly hard over the last 20 years to get primary breast cancers to the point where it's almost a treatable disease, and expectancy from treatment is high. And it's not the same for secondary cancers. At the moment, there isn't a cure for secondary cancers. And I think that's really our sort of overall aim, that we really want to contribute and work towards giving those with secondaries the same choices that primary cancers have at the moment.
Absolutely, and so very, very important, and such new and exciting work for that team, but so important for everybody who is going through any of those traumas and conditions at the moment. I also wanted to have a chat with you about male breast cancer. We've spoken about it in the past, and I think people think breast cancer and research, obviously it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month at the moment, but it's not just women that are affected by it. And we've spoken in the past about how there's no stigma. There are men that have it, and it's something that needs to be talked about more. And guys, you need to check yourself just as women do, and as you all so brilliantly do for testicular cancer and all the others. But can you tell us a bit more about it and what people can do who are concerned, and how they can look for any signs of it?
Well, I think the first thing is, really, although breast cancer affects a much smaller proportion of men than women. There's about 400 cases a year. First of all, men are not expecting to find it. And I think one of the big issues in the past is that men don't think of themselves as having breasts. And that sounds a funny thing to say, but in most information that you see, even if it does talk about men can get breast cancer, and a lot of organisations approach it in a very sort of total way, so not referring to men or women. I just don't think men think of themselves as having breasts. So we started a campaign about 3 years ago, as you will remember, and it started off with just six very brave men sharing their experiences. And really from that, it has rolled forward 3 years. We now have almost 20 men that have come forward, and all of these men have been very isolated in their experiences, and most of them never having met another man that's been through the situation. So it's been incredibly powerful for them to meet and be able to share their experiences. But in so doing, they've found the courage to be able to speak out. And I think that, you know, this was such a tiny little acorn, and I think that it's been fantastic in so many ways. It's highlighted to men that they can get breast cancer, and I think that's really important. And we've done a check your chest chart, because I don't think men, you know, they don't think about breasts, but they do know they've got a chest. So we've tried to tailor it specifically for men, and we've done posters to show men how to actually go about doing that. And I think the other sort of bonuses that have come from these brave men is the fact that they've pulled charities together at a time to really collaborate. So there's a lot of charities, not just Walk the Walk, all working together with this message and really helping the men to have a much louder voice. And I think at a time when there seems to be so much frustration and anger around us, it's just really positive to see organizations working together with one voice and with one message and really making a difference. And I think the third thing is that by women suddenly becoming more aware as well that their sort of men in the men in their life can have this, then that's making their awareness much greater, but also for female breast cancer as well. So I just really, you know, saying from this little tiny acorn, a lot of really positive things have come from it.
Absolutely. I think, as we said, I think quite a lot of men are less able or happy to talk about their feelings and particularly medical conditions, and obviously it can affect your mental state as well. But I think if they're given the sort of toolkit, and your chest check sounds brilliant, to start those discussions off and make it more of a normal thing to do the checks and remind your mate down the pub, have you done your check? You know, have you found anything? No, all good, fine. As women tend to more, just because we're used to talking about it more, I think it can make such a huge impact and help so many men, as you say, feel less isolated, particularly in the times where we are. We're about to go back into more restrictions across the country as the days increase. So I just wanted to say to you, for anybody who's out there, male or female, who is concerned and thinks, shall I go and get this checked? I'm not sure. Do I want to be going to a GP? Do I want to go to the hospital? And we know they're keeping all of those areas as safe as possible and away from COVID patients. But what would be your message to them if they are not sure or if they're feeling a bit scared at the moment?
Absolutely, 100%. If you feel like you have any symptoms whatsoever, go immediately to your doctor or your clinician and have it checked. 9 out of 10 lumps are not cancerous.
Nina, thank you so much for your time. Really best of luck with the fellowship. Sounds like really exciting research that's already underway and some great results I hope to come in the future. Keep in contact with us. And as I said, thank you so much for all your information about male and female breast cancer.
Well, thank you. And watch this space about our fellow.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Nina.
Thanks a lot.
Stay safe. Bye-bye.